This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul. Morning to all the listeners out there as well. So, yes, different times we live in at the moment, isn't it, Paul?
Well, it's Groundhog Day every day, isn't it? It's almost like every morning I get up, Sonny and Cher are singing that song over and over again.
That's it. We all remember the Bill Murray film, which we all love, so yes.
Yeah, so let's hear a little bit of that.
They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out till we grow.
And every day is exactly the same. However, it will change. We will get through it. And as a matter of fact, that's a good segue, Richard, into the very first thing to talk about. The public have really got behind this federal government app, this COVID tracing app.
Oh, look, they have, and well done to the government, because the sooner we all download this thing, it's going to help me get back to the pub. That's all I'm concerned about, Paul. So, yeah. No, that was a joke, people. Well, not really. But
Not really.
So, yes. Because some of us do miss going to the pub and having an occasional drink. I think it's a great idea. It works very, very easily. Couple of caveats in there. If you've got a really old Android phone, no, it's not going to install on there as well. So look for an update to your operating system on the Android phone as well. A couple of people have problems putting their phone number in there as well, because you've got to put a phone number in to get the text message back, which has got a code to authorize the app as well. Some cases you might have to leave the zero off the front of that number, then that will work. And if it doesn't work for you now, try in a couple of hours' time, because a lot of times they've been slammed with all the people who have downloaded this. Currently, I think it's 2.4 million have downloaded. Well done, Australia, for doing this. But I think it's a great idea, Paul. And when you've got it on your phone, all you do is leave Bluetooth on. Don't go turning Bluetooth off, because it doesn't use much battery at all. But you don't have to ever open the app again. Leave it alone. It's doing its job in the background, and that's what we want.
Absolutely. No, it's a great app. We've already downloaded it. And as I said last week, we won't sort of, go over this again. But basically, if you've got nothing to hide, there's no problem with this app. It's just helping with the COVID tracing. Okay, let's go on with Facebook Messenger. What are some of the things we don't know about this?
I'm going to give you three quick things about it. Up on my site, I've actually put 10 things on my site that people don't know. So three quick things on there. Because, Paul, 1.3 billion people use Facebook Messenger each month. And that has gone up since we've had the lockdown as well. Because Facebook Messenger, great way to communicate via voice and video with people that you want to talk to. It's a really good app, and Facebook done a good job. So three things on there as well. If you don't want to open up Facebook itself, you can actually go to your computer, open up a web browsing page, so like Google Chrome, just type in messenger.com and Facebook Messenger is there for you. Just log in and you can do it on a browser. So you don't have any of the other Facebook distractions on there as well. So that, I think that's a great idea. You can actually send and receive money over Facebook Messenger as well. So what you can do is you can actually add a card in there as well. So, you know, if you've got somebody stuck in another state or something, you can actually send them money if they need it. I think it's a great idea. The last thing of all, Paul, is you can actually send a secret message on Facebook Messenger. So when you open it up on your phone and you go to new message, up the top right-hand corner is a thing called secret. People don't ever tap on that. So you can tap on that, and then nobody can actually ever see what you've done. The government can't see it. Nobody can ever see this message. And what happens is, Paul, you can actually set a timer to delete the message as well. So you can go along and say, you can read the message for a minute, and then that message will disappear. A bit like Mission Impossible.
Oh, I love that.
This message will self-destruct in 10 seconds. So, yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
I thought I'd lost you. I thought I'd lost you for a second.
I thought I'd blown up in the car.
Me too. I thought you were gone. Any more about, have you got more to talk about that?
No, that's all. You know, Facebook Messenger, I think, does it. So it's three quick things. head over to the site because there's another seven other things I've put up there, and all the instructions are there as well.
Good stuff. Now, often you think about how fast your internet is. How do you kind of measure it? And up here, of course, we're okay in Port Douglas Mossman, but over the river in the Daintree, the poor people over there, some of them, they know how to measure it because it's how fast the mouse is running inside the little cylinder. But for the rest of us, how do you measure the download speed of your internet?
The one site I really like, Paul, is fast.com. Now, fast, you open up a web browser, just type in fast.com. Again, all the instructions are up on the site for this. That's run by Netflix. And you and I, we love Netflix, don't we, Paul?
We love Netflix. I'm watching Blacklist at the moment with Marion. Oh, it's so exciting with James Spader.
Oh, they're a very good show. There is a really good film up there called Extraction, with Chris Hemsworth as well, very, very exciting.
Ooh.
And the new Ricky Gervais, the second series of Afterlife as well.
Oh, is that the second? No, well, we're watching the first series of Afterlife at the moment. Now, Marion, you know, she didn't, the first episode, she's going, oh, I don't know whether I like this, but we've really got into it now over about half a dozen episodes, and isn't it brilliant?
I reckon it's wonderful. And the second series, Paul, there is an episode in there, you will cry like a baby.
Really?
Yep. It's one of the best series I've seen. And, you know, well done to Ricky Gervais for it. I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful show. So, yes. Not for everybody. A bit of the kids out there know language isn't real good. I've got to let you know that on occasion. So, yes.
Yeah, so faster.com, that's the way to go to check it out.
So, because internet service providers will tell you to go to speedtest.net or some other site that they can control sometimes. So fast.com, great measurement on there for your upload and your download speed. And, you know, for people who are connecting to the NBN on there as well, it helps you go along and say, I'm actually getting close to what I should be getting for. You know, that's what you've paid for. So have a look at that. Remember, you can do it via Wi-Fi, and you can actually go along, plug your laptop in with an Ethernet cable straight into the router. That gives you your true speed, because sometimes Wi-Fi speed is a bit less.
Your crap tech item of the week. Now, this involves a bit of a spy thing.
You remember when you were a kid, Paul, and you know you wanted to be a spy? Did you ever want to be a spy, Paul, when you were a kid?
Oh, of course. Now, I used to watch the TV series we used to watch as a kid on telly was I Spy with Robert Culp. Remember that?
And Bill Cosby.
And Bill Cosby, who is now in disgrace.
Exactly right. So, yes. So, this is the Spy Gear Spy Night Goggles. Night goggles. Need you to remember that, because spies really need to go out at night, don't they, Paul?
Yeah, well, it's better for spies at night time, and they always dress in black, don't they?
They do. And if you wear this during the day, you look like a bit of an idiot. So what it is, it's got a 2x magnification zoom lenses on there as well. So you can actually drop this thing down in front of your eyes. It doesn't work very well if you've got glasses on, let me tell you, you end up walking into a tree. That's not great. It's got blue tinted lenses on there as well with two LED lights to dramatically enhance night vision. If you can imagine, Paul, somebody strapping a flashlight to the side of your head, and really a flashlight that doesn't work very well. It's got a retractable scope on there, which is a little flip-out thing which goes in front of one eye and has better magnification on that. Got to say, Paul, I reckon you end up walking into something if you've got one eye trying to focus on one and one eye trying to focus on the other. Not going to be good. An adjustable head strap that looks truly awful on there as well. Yeah. If you tighten it, I reckon you get a headache. Now, remember we said it is spy night goggles. Here's the big kicker. They're not infrared, Paul. Seriously, you do all of this and really you can't see anything at night at all. That's why it's my crap tech of the week. The Spy Gear Spy Night Goggles, a complete and utter waste of time and money.
There you go. And look, you're always onto this stuff, which is great for our podcast listeners here at Fab. Our Fab FM tech guy, Richard Pascoe, joins us every week. And Richard, your website?
Head over to talktech.com.au.
You got heaps of information on stuff there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I think it's up to about 1,300 articles I've got up there now. So, yeah, lots of things for people to read. And a good little search function on the side, Paul. Just go up there, search for something, and you'll be surprised what I've written about.
Oh, it'd always be surprised. Okay, mate, check with you next week.
Look forward to it, Paul.